The gospel reading this morning, as you have it printed in your bulletin, ends at verse 10. I would like to continue to verse 14. Jesus said, "Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because the hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Usually on this first Sunday of the month, we don't have a children's sermon. But this morning, we are going to have a children's sermon. And it will be somewhat of an extended children's sermon. So some of you adults then too, I need you to remember your childhood days. To use your imagination a bit as we go through the sermon this morning. So I would like to ask all of the children to come forward at this time, and I may need a few of the little bit older ones as well to come on up here because I may need some help this morning a little bit. So all the kids, come on up. Parents of young children, you may wish to come up too, because like I said, it will be a little bit longer than we normally have for children's sermons. All right, in our gospel reading today, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." What's a shepherd do? What's the job of a shepherd?
The sheep.
Yeah, watches the sheep. He raises the sheep, doesn't he? That's what a shepherd does. Have any of y'all ever had any sheep? Who's had sheep? I know some of y'all had. Y'all had show lambs? Okay, Caden has, I know. Anybody else? All right, anybody been around sheep? How many out here have had sheep? All right, see a few hands out there. Okay, so in a sense, they're shepherds. Now, when you had sheep, did you have pens and fences for them? Did y'all have fences? Yeah, you had fences to keep your sheep in, right? Now, back in the Bible days, they didn't build fences to keep their sheep. All right, so what do you think happened to the sheep if they didn't build fences? Where would the sheep go? They would wander out, they would go everywhere, wouldn't they? So, you had to have a shepherd with your sheep at all times. All day long, all night long, 7 days of the week, that shepherd was with his sheep. Now, do you think the shepherd got to know his sheep? Yeah, he knew each sheep, didn't he? He knew what each sheep. If you're going to be with somebody for for 24 hours, for 7 days a week, 365 days a year, you would know your sheep. And so that shepherd knew his sheep very well. Okay, so the shepherd still had to find food and water for those sheep, didn't he? Okay, to help him do that, he would use some tools, though. Let me through here for a second. I've got something up here. All right, y'all know what this is? You know what this is called? Huh?
A cane.
Okay, yeah, and that's, a lot of them were made out of cane or made out of wood. I think this one's plastic, though. All right, this is called a rod, or it's called a staff, or it's called a shepherd's crook. Okay, and this would be what the shepherd would use when he would watch his sheep. Now remember, they don't have any fences, but they still had to go out and find green grass to eat. And so sometimes the shepherd would need it just to kind of guide the sheep along, you know, to make sure that they kind of stayed together in a group, and he would lead them out. It could also be used for a weapon, because it's not only the shepherd that wanted his sheep, there were also wolves, and maybe even lions, and maybe some other predators, other animals that would try to steal those sheep from him and eat them. Or there would also be people who would want to steal those sheep. And so it could be used for a weapon to fight off the animals or even chase off people too. Okay, now if you notice, it's got a little hook on this end, right? You know what that hook was for? You know what the hook was for? It was in case the sheep would get into trouble. Maybe they get stuck in some bushes or something like that, and he could take that crook and he could kind of pull them out, all right? Or if they'd get stuck in the mud somewhere, he could help lift them up, or down in a pit, he would help them up that way. And so that was very useful to have a crook on the end to help those sheep come on up. Guess the other thing, too, is it could be used for a walking stick, because the land around there was kind of rocky and a lot of it was kind of hilly and uneven ground. So it helps sometimes just to have a stick to help you up the hills or down the hills, or keep you from sliding back down again. Okay, so he used a shepherd's crook when he would use it. There was also another tool that a shepherd would use. It's called a sling. Any of y'all ever had a slingshot? Who's had a slingshot? You got a slingshot. All right, who else has a slingshot? All right, y'all remember slingshots? Uh-huh. Now, if you ask them, their slingshot was probably made like this. They'd find a stick, and it would have a fork in the middle of it, two branches coming off of a big stick. And then you'd find an old piece of inner tube, and you'd find a cloth or a piece of leather to make a pouch, and you'd tie it around the two sticks. And then you'd put a rock in the middle of it, and you'd let it go. All right? That was the slingshot. All right? But the shepherds back in that day, they didn't have any inner tubes to make any kind of thing stretchy. Their slingshot was made a little bit different. Y'all remember the story of David and Goliath? Y'all remember what David did before he fought Goliath? What was his job before he fought Goliath? What? He was a shepherd. Yeah, David was a shepherd boy. So, you think he had a sling? So what did he kill Goliath with? A sling, with a rock that came out of his sling. Okay, they were built a little bit different. They had two strings and a pouch in the middle, and they would take it and they would wrap it around like that. Anybody got one of those slingshots? You know, okay. Actually, I do. I brought one. Mine's kind of crude, all right? It's kind of rough. I'm sure that they made much better slingshots. But see, it's had two strings, and it had a little pouch where you'd put your rock, and you'd sling it around. All right, who's got the round rock? Anybody got a round stone? Anybody got a round stone? Nope. Well, I got to think of everything, don't I? All right, let's see if I can make it work. I'm not the best in the world on this. Let's try it. There it is. All right. So the shepherds would use those slings And they got very good at it. The shepherds got very good at their slings. They could even hit a running animal. That they hit a target perfectly. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." Okay? Now, just like a shepherd has his tools, he's got his shepherd's crook, and he's got his slingshot. Jesus also used tools. The good shepherd also used tools. One of the tools was Scripture, was the Bible. Many places, as we read in the New Testament, as we hear Jesus talk, he would quote Scripture. He had read that Bible, and he knew what was in it. He knew the words of God. And so he would remind people of that. Another tool that Jesus would use was water. You know, he used water. Yep, that's right. He used water because he uses water for our baptism. When we are baptized, he uses the normal things of earth, and it's just simply water. Simply water when we are baptized. He used some other tools too. He used some bread, and he used some wine as we take Holy Communion, so that we can receive the forgiveness of sins and we can hear that story of the cross and the resurrection. Jesus also did use that cross because he died for our sins on that cross. He used a tomb, a place where they put dead people, because out of that tomb then, he rose to new life. Jesus also used things that people were very familiar with. He told a lot of stories. And he told stories that people would know about, maybe some seeds, or maybe a wheat field, or maybe some grapevines, or maybe about two brothers, and one brother wants to leave home with all the money. He talked about travelers down the road and maybe getting attacked. He talked about things that people knew about so that people could understand that the kingdom of God was coming near. Okay. So, we have a shepherd. We have a good shepherd in Jesus Christ. And so the job of the shepherd, once again, if you remember, is to make sure that they have food and that they have water and that they are protected. So, the shepherd would take his staff and he'd probably stick his sling in his pouch or his pocket, and he'd go take the sheep, and they'd have to go and say, "Oh, there's some nice grass." And so he'd take his sheep over here and he'd let the sheep eat the grass. And he says, "Oh, I bet they're getting thirsty. They need some water." So he says, "I know where a good place for water is." And he'd come back and he'd have all the sheep drink their water. He would call his sheep and the sheep would follow. They knew who his voice was. Because again, he's with them all the time. They hear his voice and they know that he's going to lead them to good food. And he's going to lead them to good water, nice, clear, cool water so that they could drink. And so they were happy to follow that shepherd, to follow where he went. So they followed him everywhere that he went because they knew that he would take care of them. Okay, during the daytime, there probably weren't too many predators. The wolves weren't too happy to attack in the daytime because they knew that shepherd had that sling and that they could see that wolf and that wolf would get hurt. The thieves didn't like to steal in the daytime either because the shepherd could see that person coming up to steal the sheep and could recognize them and chase them away. But what at night? What at nighttime? You can't see a wolf coming up real quick, and people sneak around sometimes at night to steal those sheep. So it's time to go to bed. So how is the shepherd going to keep his sheep safe and keep them from wandering off in the middle of the night? The shepherd actually does build a pen at this point, okay? He would find a large hill, okay, or a huge rock, and then he would find smaller rocks and branches. Okay, I need some rocks. Anybody got big rocks? All right, I bet we can find some rocks. You want to be a rock? Huh? I need a rock. You want to be a rock? Come on. I need some rocks. Come on. Come on, Caden. You can do it. Come on. Be a rock. Yep. I need one person. One start. Oh, there we go. There we go. Very good. All right. Right here. You're a rock. Just stand right there. That's all you got to do. Okay? You got it? All right. I need some branches.
You want
You want to be Branch? Come here. Okay, here. How about right here? You stand right here. Okay, and here's another branch that needs more rocks. Needs more rocks. Okay, y'all got some more rocks? Come on. Need some rocks. All right. Okay, need you to stand right here. Okay, need some more rocks. All right, come on, Brooklyn. Right here. Here, rock here. Okay. Okay, how about another branch? I need a branch, come on. You can be a branch, you can stand right here. Okay, and all right, you wanna be a branch? How about right here? Stand right here. Okay, and what else we need? We need one more rock. Okay, right here. Yeah, you can come in a little bit. Come over this way a little bit. All right, see, we're making a pin. All right, need you to come this way. Okay, all right, and here we go. How about right here, a little closer? Okay, we've got a pin. Now I need some sheep. Look at all the sheep. All right, y'all thought y'all were going to get out of it. I need sheep. Okay, it's bedtime. Y'all got to get in the pen. All right, stand up. Stand up. Okay, so here's our pen, but we got a problem. We've got a pen just like this, but we don't have any rocks or branches right here. How do you think the shepherd closed that up? Do y'all remember what Jesus said in our scripture lesson today? Jesus said, He is the gate. Okay, the good shepherd is the gate. Okay, so as the sheep would come into the pen at night, though, they didn't all just herd in. The shepherd would stand in the gate, and he would call them one by one to come in. Because as they came into the gate, he would check them over to make sure that they were okay. Okay, you ready to come in? Come right on in. You look good? How about you? You can come on in here, too. Come on in the pen. Oh, you look fine today, too. All right. How about you? Oh, where have you been? Have you been playing in the mud again? You're all dirty. All right, let's get you cleaned off. Okay, you can come on in now. All right, we need another sheep. You want to come in? All right, how about another sheep? You want to come in? All right. Oh, she's fine there. All right, let's see. Who we got sheep yet? All right. Here's another sheep. All right, oh, stop right there. We got to check you over. You've been sticking your head where it doesn't belong, doesn't it? You got burrs all over it. All right, let's pick those burrs out. Okay, now you can come in. All right, we got another sheep. All right, here's another sheep. Oh, stop right there. Let's check you over. Oh, did you hurt your leg today? We need to patch that up. Okay, you can come in. All right, we still have some sheep. We got one more sheep left. All right, come on. We got to check you out. Have you been playing too rough today? Looks like you hurt your arm. We need to fix that. All right, got a bandage here. All right, let me see your arm. Get you all bandaged up, taken care of. Okay. All right, so we got all our sheep here. All right, everybody's in. Now, where do you think the shepherd's slept? Shepherd's got to sleep too when all the sheep are sleeping. Y'all can sit down. All the sheep sit down because it's nighttime. Okay? It's nighttime. So where do you think the shepherd slept? How'd the shepherd sleep? All right, remember what Jesus said? He is the gate. So he would sleep right here in the middle of the opening. That's where the shepherd would sleep, because that way all the sheep couldn't get out. Wild animals or thieves could not get in. He protected them all night long. Okay, y'all want to come sit back down the steps? Okay. All right, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. And Jesus does the very same thing to us too. He says, I am the gate. And so he checks us out all the time. He's with us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year. Jesus is always with us. And so he knows if we've been playing in the mud, if we've got dirt all over us. He knows if we have been hurt. Sometimes you do get hurt, right? You get scraped or bumped or bruises or even broken bones. Sometimes you get sick. Sometimes it's not just our body, but it's our hearts too. That maybe somebody said something bad and mean to us. And that hurts, doesn't it? Anybody ever say something mad or mean to you? Makes you hurt inside. Or maybe you said something mad, bad, or mean to somebody else. And sometimes that even hurts worse. But Jesus is there to check us out, and he lets us in because he heals us. He makes it right once again. He forgives us of our sins, and he lets us come into his sheepfold. He protects us, watches us, and guards us always. Okay, we're going to play a game. Y'all ready to play a game? All right, we're going to play a game. I've got Miss Sandra here to help me. Okay, but y'all need to face this way. Y'all still need to face that way, all right? Y'all can't peek. Okay, because the name of this game is Whose Voice Do You Hear? So, Miss Heil is going to read something, or I will read something, and y'all have to guess whose voice it is, okay? So y'all need to look that way, no peeking. All right, go ahead.
I am the gate for the sheep.
All right, who said that? Who said that? Did Miss Heil say it or did I say it? Miss Heil said it. Okay. Jump out of a tree. Who said that? I said that. All right, y'all are good. All right, here's the next one.
Whoever enters through me will be saved.
Who said that? Miss Heil did. All right, very good. All right. Y'all ready for another one? Y'all got to turn around. No peeking. All right. Cry and fuss until you get your own way. Who said that? All right, I said that. That's right. Okay.
The sheep follow the shepherd because they know his voice.
Who said that? Miss Heil said that. All right, here's the next one. Take your friend's toys. All right, I said that one. All right, y'all are good. All right, here's the next one.
I came that they may have life.
Who said that? Miss Heil said that one. All right, here's the next one. Play in the street. All right. I said that one. All right. All right. Y'all ready for another one? One more. Or two more.
I guess I'm...
Yeah.
Throw mud in the kitchen.
Who said that one? That was Miss Heil, wasn't it? All right. All right. One more. I am the good shepherd. Yeah. All right. I said that one. All right. Let me back down here again. Miss Sandra, we're going to read it in a minute again one more time.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. How'd you know it was my voice when you heard me speaking? How'd you know it was my voice? Oh, you hear me almost every Sunday. Okay. Well, that's a good way to say it. That's a good way to put it. All right. Is my voice any different than Miss Heil's voice? Why? A little bit? Okay. All right. It's different, isn't it? So you could tell the difference between my voice and Miss Heil's voice. We can tell the difference between the good shepherd, who is Jesus, and the voice of other people too. Do you know that? Sometimes Jesus' voice is not only like a man's voice, but sometimes that voice is like the voice of your parents because of the things that your parents tell or your grandparents might tell you, such as, I love you, or I really need you, I want you to be with me. Come here. If you hear your parents saying that, you know it's your mom or your dad or your grandma or grandpa or anybody else who said it because they care for you. All right? And that's the voice sometimes of the Good Shepherd. Sometimes the Good Shepherd speaks through that voice of people who love you. And we can hear that voice of the Good Shepherd too in the Bible. Jesus says lots of things in the Bible, and we know that he is the good shepherd. Now, we can also know the voice of the good shepherd by the things that he tells us. Okay, so we're going to read these things again, read these sentences again, And I need y'all to tell me whether that's the voice of the Good Shepherd or another voice. Okay, Sandra.
I am the gate for the sheep.
All right, is that the voice of Jesus? Yes, that's the voice of Jesus, because we heard that read in the scripture today, didn't it? It said, Jesus said, I am the gate for the sheep. Okay, here's the next one. Jump out of a tree. Okay, is that another voice or is that Jesus? Okay, that's another voice. Why wouldn't you jump out of a tree?
Because you can die.
Okay, you could die or get hurt. That's right. All right, and we don't want you to do that. The Good Shepherd does not want you to get hurt, all right? And so sometimes you hear that voice that says, let's do fun things, but you know it's dangerous, right? And you could get hurt, and you're not supposed to do those things. So those are things that are not the voice of the Good Shepherd. Okay, let's do another one.
Whoever enters through me will be saved.
All right, who said that? Jesus? Jesus, that's right. Okay, how about this one? Cry and fuss until you get your own way. All right, another voice, isn't it? But sometimes those voices even come from yourself, don't they? Sometimes those voices even come from yourself because you don't get the way that you don't want stuff, or people tell you things and you don't want to do it, and so you cry and you fuss until you get your own way, or try to anyway. And that's not the voice of the Good Shepherd. Okay, here's another one. The sheep follow the shepherd because they know his voice. Jesus would say that, okay?
Take your friend's toys.
All right, do you think that sounds from Jesus? Okay, that comes from a different place too. Take your friend's toys. Are you supposed to take your friend's toys away?
No.
It's better to share your own toys, all right? So that wouldn't be a voice of Jesus. All right, here's another one. I came that they may have life. All right, that's right, that Jesus would say something like that, because he wants you to have life. He wants you to have good life, okay? All right, here's another one.
Play in the street.
Is that a good idea? All right, that's somebody else, isn't it? That's somebody else. Play in the street. Why wouldn't you play in the street?
Because cars would be driving and run you over.
That's right, cars be driving and run you over. That's not a good idea. All right, here's another one. Throw mud in the kitchen. No, that wouldn't be the voice of Jesus. What would happen if you threw mud in the kitchen? It'd get in the food. Do you think your mom would be very happy? No, I don't think she'd be very happy at all. All right, and then one more.
I am the Good Shepherd.
All right, I am the Good Shepherd. Jesus said that. That's right. And so we listen to that voice of Jesus. Sometimes that voice has come from teachers, or it comes from your moms, your dads, your grandparents, that we hear that voice of Jesus that's telling us to do the things, or telling us those things that he wants us to know. All right, Jesus is the Good Shepherd. He leads us to green pastures. He leads us beside still waters. He takes care of us. He protects us. And he loves us very much. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your Good Shepherd who is always there for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, y'all can go sit.